K. Jackson, Milwaukee's Real News and Great Conversation, a Civic Media station.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Wallace. The spending plan President-elect Donald Trump was pushing to avert a government shutdown Friday night has gone down in a House vote. CBS's Christopher Cruz reports the vote wasn't even close.
Trump scuttled a prior bipartisan version this week in part because it didn't raise the government's borrowing limit.
The only change in this legislation is that we are going to push the debt limit to January 30th of 2027.
House Speaker Mike Johnson appears ready to try again before the midnight Friday deadline.
A partial government shutdown could lead to longer wait times at airports. CBS's Manuel Bajorquez is at Miami International, where there were long lines Thursday.
This morning is expected to be even busier. This is, by all indications, expected to be a record-breaking holiday travel season. AAA is saying about 120 million people will be on the move, the majority by car, but a good amount, of course, will be flying through the nation's airports.
Amazon workers at seven facilities have walked off the job. CBS Bay Area reporter Kenny Choi says they're demanding better pay and working conditions.
Amazon says over the past 6 years, it has increased the starting minimum wage for fulfillment and transportation employees like drivers by 20%. For Brian Weston, it's just not enough.
I'm just like everybody, a typical American who's like, I got tons of bills, everything like that. And I just want it where I can feel a little bit comfortable, breathe a little easier.
Amazon says the strike will not impact its operations. Accused killer Luigi Mangione is now in a jail in Brooklyn. CBS's Lilia Luciano reports he's facing new federal charges for the murder of UnitedHealthcare CEO.
After agreeing in a Pennsylvania court to be moved more than 200 miles away to New York, Mangione traveled by car, plane, and helicopter before being handed over to the FBI to make another court appearance, where he faced four federal charges, including stalking and murder in the death of UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson.
If he's found guilty of the federal murder charge, Mangione could face the death penalty. The U.S. population is growing. CBS's Jim Crisula has the new numbers.
The U.S. Census Bureau says the 1% growth rate this year was the highest it's been since 2001. Net international migration accounted for 84% of the nation's 3.3 million person increase between 2023 and 2024.
Several Biden administration officials have arrived in Syria to ask the new regime there for help in finding missing American journalist Austin Tice, who was kidnapped in Syria 12 years ago. These are the first American diplomats to visit Damascus in over a decade. They are not sure if Tice is still alive. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Wisconsin adds a wide receiver. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. After learning their top wide receiver, Will Pauling, is entering the transfer portal, the Wisconsin Badgers football team added a prospect from Ohio State, 6'3" Jaden Ballard, leaving the Buckeyes for the Badgers. NFL, the Packers begin 3 days of practice through the weekend as they host the New Orleans Saints on Monday night. College basketball, Marquette with a Big East Conference win over Butler, 80-70, Cam Jones with 23 points. The UW Green Bay Phoenix, losing at home to Division II Michigan Tech, 72-70. Head coach Doug Gottlieb, under fire for still hosting a national sports talk show, is now 2-11, losing their last eight in a row.
It doesn't feel good, but I think when you say rock bottom, it would lead you to believe that, like, Michigan Tech is some, like, schlummy team. Like, they got some really good players, they're very well coached, and they're on a win streak. And the big thing is, the hardest thing to teach in coaching is how to win.
As Green Bay head coach Doug Gottlieb, with sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Can you imagine not even having contact info for your parents? That's how Trinity Rodman is rolling these days, saying her father, Dennis Rodman, is only her dad by blood. Trinity, who is a professional soccer player for the Washington Spirit, appeared on the Call Her Daddy podcast and said her father's hard-partying lifestyle as an NBA player was not conducive to him being a good parent. I believe that's true, but he did make a beautiful bride. FX's series The Old Man has two seasons in the books, and that is all, folks. The show about an ex-CIA operative played by Jeff Bridges performed well in its first season and received two Emmy nominations. Season 2 received 3 Critics' Choice nominations, but that did not stop FX from pulling the plug. Despite this, it's a pretty good show if you want to check it out. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Winter weather advisory remains in effect. New snow accumulation overnight, 1 to 3 inches. Little rain mixed in with it as well. Northeast winds developing, lows in the lower 30s. Rain and snow mix Friday, then mostly cloudy, mid-30s. Right now it's 28.
Maggie Dawn.
Happy holidays, everybody. For my last show before I go on break, I'm joined by political editor Dan Schaefer for his naughty and nice lists and his wish list for 2025. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
A new choice, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation, 540 WAUK.
Your thyroid is a key to good health. Get it checked. For more information, visit thyroidawareness.com.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the third hour of our program. We're going to take a pause from politics and dig into something that most of us share, which is our pets. We have a couple of cats and a couple of dogs, and in fact, I have a question to begin this with. And Dr. Marty Goldstein is with us. He's the integrative veterinarian specializing in both traditional and alternative pet medicine, veterinary medicine. In his years in practice, he's worked with nearly a quarter million pets. He's the creator of a product called Nature's Blend, which is a sponsor, or has been in the past. They're not right this week, but has been a sponsor of this program, and I'm required to disclose that by federal law. But this is not an infomercial. We're not here to promote his dog food or cat food. Just FYI. He's the author of the book, The Nature of Animal Healing, The Definitive Holistic Medicine Guide to Caring for Your Dog and Cat, and most recently, The Spirit of Animal Healing. He's also the star of the movie, The Dog Doc. So a lot there going on there. His website is drmartypets.com, drmartypets.com. And he's also on Twitter as official Dr. Marty. Dr. Marty, welcome back to the program.
And you missed one thing. I also specialize in pausing from politics.
Yeah, there you go. And it's a fine thing. We all need to do that from time to time.
Oh, sure do.
And I appreciate your dropping by today. I want to start this off. We've got a full board of calls. People from all over the country are eager to talk with you. But I wanted to use my host's prerogative. Louise and I recently got a new kitten. And the kitten had diarrhea that just wasn't going away. And so we got one of these pet poop kits, through the mail. We bought it off Amazon. And turns out he's got Giardia. And so the vet has put him on metronidazole.
Metronidazole.
Yeah, thank you. We've got a couple of other cats, and we have two dogs. And none of them are having these problems, but A, how contagious is this? B, is there anything else we should be doing? C, should we be treating all the other pets? The vet was kind of ambiguous about that. Anything else we should know about him? I mean, he seems to be healthy. He's pretty skinny, but other than the poop issue, he seems to be just fine.
Yeah, metronidazole is what I would have done. And I wouldn't just arbitrarily treat the other pets. I would just check their stool samples, especially if they become symptomatic. After the metronidazole, you should use a good probiotic supplement. There are many out there now for pets to reestablish any of the good bacteria that the metronidazole antibiotic happened to kill while they're killing the Giardia.
Okay.
It's very contagious. It's very common. It's nothing really to be alarmed about, because you caught it early.
Yeah. We also have a dish of a pan of water that the cats, that this particular kitten loves to actually play in, and the other cats are drinking out of. And I'm concerned that, you know, he goes into the kitty litter and he might have maybe the Giardia, whatever it is, eggs or something on his feet, and then he jumps in the water and then the other cats drink the water. Should we not do that, or is that not a big deal?
Yeah, I mean, the more proper hygiene just during this period that you could use based on common sense, you know, the better chance that they won't get it. The more adult they are, the less chance of them getting it. It's a lot more common in kittens and puppies than in adults.
I see. Okay, thank you very much for that. All right, let's pick up some calls here. Michael in Gainesville, Florida, you are on the air with Dr. Marty.
Yes, hello, Tom. Hello, Marty. What we learn from our pets and our veterinarians is humanity changing. And I need your help and opinion on something. I attended a veterinary graduation event at a university, and I saw a huge need for a video, and it should be played to new veterinarians and new teachers, K-12 for students as well. You know, kind of vet to future vet and vet to future teacher, outlining, and this is where history comes in, which I think Tom can speak to too. Henry Berger, who founded the ASPCA, rescued a young, I think she was 9 or 12, Mary Ellen Wilson. There's a book on it called Out of Darkness. And as a result of that, we have a child care because they were rescuing animals from dire situations and having to leave human children behind. And we also learned in 2002 with a book in Scientific American called Scars That Won't Heal, The Neurobiology of Child Abuse, that, you know, child abuse isn't a pat on your head kind of thing. And this is where it ties into veterinary care. Those animals and how they're treated in the home is oftentimes the first indicator. So you as veterinarians and teachers, if there were, unfortunately, there aren't pets in all of our schoolrooms, but if there were, instead of gun detectors and more guns and school drills.
Michael, I'm trying to shorten this because we've got a lot of people who want to ask questions.
Absolutely.
Basically, what you're saying is look for animal abuse as possibly a leading indicator of child abuse and sensitize.
We need a video for those graduation.
Okay, I got it. Let's get Dr. Marty's thoughts on it.
Oh, I mean, I agree. And it's just amazing all the studies that have been done where you bring animals into any area, hospitals, prisons, the amount of crimes go down, the amount of this goes down, attitudes go up, happiness goes up. So, you know, using the animal role model to infiltrate the human race for the how we should care for other humans is a no-brainer.
Yeah, there you go. Freda in Rogers, Arkansas, you're on the air with Dr. Marty.
Thank you so much. I will try to be as quick as I can.
Thank you.
About 4 years ago, my son brought to me a kitten he found in a ditch. And he had taken the kitten. It was no mother around. And he waited and waited and finally took him to the shelter. They nursed him back. And then Joshua brought him to me. He just fit into my hand. He was probably, you know, just very, oh, I don't know, maybe 8 weeks old, maybe not that old, but he was tiny. Now, I've had him for 4 years. My son, who brought him to me, died. He had, it's a very long story. He was 40 years old when he died. It was shortly after he brought the kitten to me. And this kitten, now I have had to move from where I was living at the time because I fell and went into the hospital and then went into rehab.
So, Freda, what is your question for Dr. Marty?
Well, that's what I'm getting to. I'm sorry. It's taking so long. There's so much background. This cat has been living with me in a new place now for about since January. And he has started throwing up. Now, I was not with him for 2 months while I was in the hospital after my fall. And I had friends taking care of him in my house where I was living when I fell. Now, we're here in a living
facility. So your question for Dr. Marty is what, Freda?
He's throwing up. And he throws up immediately after he eats the food. I've had him to the vet at one point, and they've sent me home with some food to feed him because they tell me that the food he was eating was bad. This is a digestive care Hill's prescription diet.
Right. I'm running out of time here, so let's let Dr. Marty respond to you. I'm sorry. I'm going to hit a break here in just a second. We really need to keep our questions short.
If this is stress-related, it's called rescue remedy. It's a Bach flower remedy. They actually make it for pets right now. You put like 2 or 3 drops in his mouth. Doesn't have to be swallowed 2 or 3 times a day. Maybe check for parasites. I hope that the vet did that. And a lot of times, instead of getting prescription food that's been highly processed, just make him some boiled meats, like boiled chicken or boiled hamburger. Pat is the obligate carnivore. They should be eating meat. And a lot of times, just bland diet, little amounts often will do the trick.
Okay, great. Dr. Marty is with us taking your calls. And we'll be back in just a moment with more of your calls for Dr. Marty, I would say world-famous veterinarian. I mean, he's been the star of movies. Say what? There you go. Okay. And check out his books, The Nature of Animal Healing and The Spirit of Animal Healing as well. We'll be right back with your calls for Dr. Marty Goldstein.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
We're taking a break from politics for the hour. Dr. Marty Goldstein is answering your pet questions. Stay with us.
Car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Robot vacuums still frighten me, but you could win one as part of the Grown Up Gift List Text to Win contest. Jane Matinair is here. Where are you on robot vacuums?
Probably no. Yeah. My husband and I bought a Shark. If I could love a little appliance, I love my Shark vacuum.
When something actually sucks the way that you want it to, that's a good thing.
That is a good thing.
Well, look at the time here.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning 6 until 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Cindy from Appleton.
Time Magazine has made the convicted felon the man of the year this year. Shame on them.
Time Magazine base their person of the year on impact and like newsmaking. The CEO assassination is pretty much the only news cycle that isn't entirely focused on Donald Trump, and yet it still relates to him because he has no healthcare policy.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them.
I'm here on the airwaves.
Welcome back. 20 minutes past the hour. We're taking your calls for Dr. Marty Goldstein on veterinary issues. Greg in Sherman Oaks, California. You're on the air with Dr. Marty.
Good morning, gentlemen. I have an 18-pound super mutt, and I think he's probably substantially chihuahua, but I have a behavioral issue with him. I've tried attacking it from the point of view of diet, going with whole foods and fresh foods, but he will get up in the morning. He'll be very affectionate. I'll get up. He'll wander out to the couch, plant himself. And as I'm walking down the hallway, I hear this resounding grrr. And then throughout the day, he will come sit by me and plaster himself to my leg. But if I reach out to touch him or pet him or stroke him in any way, I get that grrr, and then he will snap at me. And it's an issue that I'd love to find a solution to because I've got the scars to prove it. Any thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, behavior is not my specialty. There are amazing behaviorists out there, especially where you live. But if this is truly a behavioral issue and you don't want to go for that first, there are natural remedies that enhance calming. GABA, valerian, what I mentioned before, rescue remedy, has no side effects. We've used it thousands of times, and it really helps handle stress and anxiety without any side effects. So I think that's about it. I always recommend people, and this is for anyone that's going to call in or anyone listening, the website ahvma.org, the American Holistic Veterinary Medical Association, has a listing of all the integrative veterinarians in the United States. And they put both worlds together. So you'll get the medical treatment, but you'll get a whole world of alternatives that create the same effect as medicine without side effects.
Mary in Seattle, you're on the air with Dr. Marty.
Hi. I'm calling about my 4-year-old male cat. He's not a wuss. He goes outside. He hunts. He climbs trees. But when he comes inside, he won't play. And he used to play. And I put his toys out so he can, like, kind of encounter them and play with them. And I've seen him do that a little. But I'm just wondering what else I could do to get him to back to playing inside with me.
Well, the best thing you could do to start is have a veterinary exam and especially have him take blood work. I did all my work based on the blood results of the individual patients because the blood mirrors the body. I could give you a list of 20 different diseases or illnesses that could be causing this: kidney, liver, heart, all of these things that do have indications in the blood. So before working on a behavior issue, make sure there's not something organically wrong going inside. Then you can work with it. Toys, cats love toys. You know, little laser lights on the wall, these little roly things with the little feathers coming out of them. My cats go crazy over them. And catnip has no side effects and really stimulates their playing.
Mike in Pocatello, Idaho. You're on the air, Dr. Marty.
Good afternoon, Tom. I have a 8-year-old Belgian Malinois that's my service dog. I'm in a wheelchair, and I'm quite busy, and I just need to know if there's any type of supplements that I should be giving Marshall during the day when we're gone. He gets fish oil. He gets Cosequin, DS. He gets carprofen. You know, he is aging, but Belgians like to have their routines and keep going. So I want to, stay active, and we work as a team, so I want to make sure I'm doing everything I can for him during the day. And as Dr. Marty probably knows, we have service dogs are on feeding schedules, so we have to be careful about what we give to them. So they don't have accidents in public.
Very familiar with this. My company donates to Freedom Service Dogs of America. And up to date, we've donated over $1 million as of 3 months ago to join people that are in need of a service dog with a service dog very well trained. You could contact them to ask them their information. They're outside of Denver, Freedom Service Dogs of America. You're doing well. I'm not fond of carprofen. When it first came out, it's a non-steroid anti-inflammatory. Wall Street Journal did a big article saying most dogs do well on this pill except those that die. To me, there are alternatives for that. The fish oil is really good. I love a good multivitamin mineral. And I also love very good probiotic, prebiotic formula that you could add in. Other than that, like I said before, getting blood samples taken so you know more specifically what's going on. Because right now there are a zillion products on the market and you could go crazy trying to pick the right one. So if you're working with an integrative veterinarian, you're having blood samples taken, you could really hone in exactly what your 8-year-old baby needs.
Thank you. We're going to hit a break here for the next 5 minutes. And while our local stations go to break and our nonprofit stations listen to a book report. And on the other side of that, Dr. Marty will continue picking up your calls. So stay with us. We'll be right back with your calls for Dr. Marty Goldstein.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
World famous veterinarian Dr. Marty Goldstein taking your calls for the hour. DrMartyPets.com is his website, DrMartyPets.com.
You watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you. With the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they can freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. Call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them. In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS $5,000 or more in back taxes, call now for a free consultation.
800-908-7016. 800-908-7016. 800-908-7016. That's 800-908-7016.
How would you like to get a free smartphone? If you own a smartphone, listen to this incredible offer that's almost too good to be true. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Plus, get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline now and we'll move your number from your existing service. Think of your savings. So don't wait. Switch your plan, save money, plus get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline hotline right now, we guarantee you're going to love our service. If you don't like what we say, you can hang up on us. But you won't. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. That's 800-942-1325.
A voice for real news and great conversation in Milwaukee. 540 WAUK.
CBS News Brief. The House has rejected the spending plan President-elect Donald Trump supported to avert a government shutdown. CBS's Christina Carujo says the clock is ticking toward the Friday midnight deadline.
They are running short on time, less than 24 hours to figure out things. And basically, right now, it's back to square one.
Millions of people who will head for their holiday destinations this weekend will have to bundle up.
Knoxville, Tennessee could have some snow showers. Then it's into New York City. Not a big snowmaker, maybe a tenth of an inch. Perhaps you see an inch of snow in New York. Whatever is falling is going to stick around because it brings the coldest air in about 2 years.
CBS's Lonnie Quinn says New York and Boston will only be in the teens. For the first time in over a decade, American diplomats are in Syria, asking the new leaders there to help find missing American journalist Austin Tice, who was kidnapped during the Civil War 12 years ago. It's not clear who took Tice, where he was held, or if he's still alive. CBS News Brief. I'm Michael Wallace.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Jim Carrey was serious about retiring from acting until he wasn't. The actor told the Associated Press that he was going to retire, but bought a lot of stuff and needed money. Desperation is not a very good negotiating tactic, so I'm guessing that is why Carrey probably walked back his comments to comicbook.com, saying he was joking. You can catch Carrey in Sonic Hedgehog 3 in theaters December 20th. In Where Are They Now news, one of the lovable thugs in Home Alone was played by Daniel Stern. You might remember him as the guy who had maybe the greatest scream in movie history when Macaulay Culkin put the huge spider on his chest. Stern posted a video on Blue Sky showing what he is doing now, tangerine farming. He gave his followers a tour of his studio and fruit squeezing apparatuses. It was actually really cool. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Bucks players in the Hall of Fame? Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Naismith Basketball Hall of Fame has posted their nominees for this year's class of inductees, and four Milwaukee Bucks are on the list. Marcus Johnson, who played 11 years with the team. Terry Cummings, who had an 18-year career in the NBA, six with Milwaukee. John McLaughlin, who was on the 1971 championship team, nominated as an NBA contributor. And head coach Doc Rivers, who was on a list of one of the top 15 coaches of all time in the NBA. The finalists to be announced during the All-Star break in February. The Bucks are on the road tonight in Cleveland, taking on the first place Cavaliers. NFL, the Packers holding practice in the snow yesterday, getting ready to host the Saints. Matt LaFleur says he wants to see his team dominate on Monday night.
We have not played a complete game, I would say, in all three phases in the same game. There's been moments, but it always comes back down to focusing on yourself, and I don't care who you're playing in this league.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Winter weather advisory remains in effect. New snow accumulation overnight, 1 to 3 inches. Little rain mixed in with it as well. Northeast winds developing, lows in the lower 30s. Rain and snow mix Friday, then mostly cloudy, mid-30s. Right now it's 28.
The Todd Alba Show.
Luke Matheris, you let the dogs out.
I let the dogs out. It was me. After about 15 minutes, I go out there and I'm like, what is this mound? An opossum playing dead in the middle of the yard. I'm out there kind of hollering, like trying to corral the dogs. And then we finally got Aurora to come in the house, stepped away for a little bit, came back and was gone. I really hope that it remembers this traumatic experience and never comes back in my yard again.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Earl Ingram.
Mr. Ben Wickler, he is running for the national DNC chair. The fundamental problem was the Democratic brand. Do you think that is the case more than the Harris campaign?
Core answer is yes. The Democratic brand, it's not what we necessarily do or say. It's what people have heard and internalized. And that, to me, is an argument for thinking about how and where we communicate, making sure we are present in places where people are thinking about stuff other than politics.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, it's Friday. That means it is time to recombobulate with Dan Schaefer from the Recombobulation Area. And we'll wrap it up with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
Berberine is shown to have nearly 10 times higher absorption than standard berberine. I feel great after taking Superberine. I always remember to take my one capsule a day. It's one of the best supplements out there. Use the best source for your heart health, Superberine Advanced Cholesterol Support. To get Superberine, go to superberine.com. And to get 15% off and save even more on bundles, use the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M. That's superberine.com, B-E-R-I-N-E.com. Superberine.com, code TOM. Back 35 minutes past the hour. Dr. Marty Goldstein is with us for the hour, taking your pet questions. And Harold in Arlington, Virginia, you are on the air with Dr. Marty.
Yeah, Dr. Marty, glad to connect with you. I tried last time you were on Tom's program and didn't get through in time. So anyway, I have an 8 to 9 year old female cat, and she's begun in the last year or so, less than a year, began pushing her water bowl around the floor and into the bowl with her paw, splashing it on the floor and so forth. And I'm wondering if it's a cause for concern. I mean, I've heard of something called whisker stress, so I tried getting a shallower, larger, wider bowl, and that didn't seem to help any. She's just as determined to spill the water as anything. So I wanted to ask you, if I should be concerned about this. She's not dehydrated. She still seems to drink anyway, but just wondering about this.
I mean, my gut feeling is this is not a concern. It sounds like behavioral. You know, they go through changes in life just like we do. Like I said before, twice before, I love taking routine blood samples at least once a year on all my patients. And that's when you could really see what's going on inside the body. And then you'll know if this is, you know, they say in Chinese philosophy, the liver is the seat of anger and behavior. So are the liver enzymes elevated? The number one killer of cats right now is kidney disease. And are the kidney values starting to elevate, which is the body retaining poisons the kidney should eliminate in the blood causing this? I mean, I don't know. So if you could get blood samples taken and they're medically normal, then I would think this is behavioral. Like we said before, you can, if it is behavioral and it's a negative behavior, you could try the good old rescue remedy I mentioned before.
Yeah, thank you. Wendy in Centennial, Colorado. Wendy, you're on the air, Dr. Marty.
Oh, well, thank you. Say, what are your views on deworming puppies? I have 5-week-old puppies. They don't have worms. It's been controversial about giving them deworming or not when they're so young.
Well, the general rule is, you know, never take a medication preventatively. I don't buy that. It's considered that 98% of all puppies and kittens will have parasites, but the, you know, especially not having any GI issues, I would just do routine fecal samples, and if worms show up, you know, there are a whole bunch of intestinal parasites. So if you give a routine wormer and it's not appropriate for the parasite they have, then you're just giving a drug that you shouldn't. So I would just say, watch it and monitor it, and if something shows, then select the appropriate medication.
Maribel in Galt, California. You're on the air with Dr. Marty.
Hi, good morning, afternoon, Tom, Marty, Dr. We have a 10-year-old German Shepherd, and over 3 weeks ago, our dog Caesar began limping. I thought it was a glass or something in his paw, and so he was taken to the vet, and we thought they would be able to get whatever was in his paw out. The doctor examined him, said, no, there's nothing. We brought him back. He was still limping. After a week, we took him back to the vet again. This time, I think they did a more thorough exam, and they found that he had a cancerous growth on the right shoulder and said that that was causing. But, you know, we hadn't noticed it, and now it's noticeable. And I'm wondering, how could this quickly, you know, grow so fast in like 2 weeks or so? They gave us some medicine, gabapentin and caprolfen. Discontinued, and we only have him on caprolfen. My question is there anything that I can do? Should I take him for a second opinion?
Absolutely. I mean, welcome to my life. You know, when I graduated Cornell, 1 out of 10 dogs got cancer. It was always a disease of the old. You know, a study I wrote in my last book, 1 out of every 1.61 dogs right now in the United States get cancer, and it's a prominent disease of the young. You should never treat cancer by email or radio show. So yes, get a second opinion. Look for an integrative veterinarian that can mix the best of both worlds. I worked on over 40,000 cases of cancer in my career, and I turned so many of them around that were considered hopeless and non-responsive. If you watch the movie, the documentary they did on me, the dog doc, you'll see the cases in there of dogs having 2 weeks to live, and all of a sudden they're living three, four years. But you should handle this appropriately. And like I said before, I don't like carprofen. There are other non-steroidal anti-inflammatories that are less toxic to liver. But definitely get a second opinion, maybe a third opinion from an integrative veterinarian.
Thank you, Mirabel. And thank you, Dr. Marty. Patsy in Arroyo Grande, California. You are on the air with Dr. Marty.
Hi, Dr. Martin. Thank you. I adopted a few years back a feral cat, like a 20-pound Maine Coon. But he's integrated pretty well with me, except he won't use the litter box, and he goes and uses my neighbor's flower bed, and she gets mad about that. Is there any? I've tried everything to try to teach him to use the litter box. I just don't know how I can do it.
Yeah, it's a toughie. I mean, there are cat behaviorists that specialize in conditions like this. It just sounds like this is, it doesn't sound like a medical issue. It doesn't sound even like a stress issue, like I mentioned, you know, many times before earlier, the rescue remedy. It just sounds like this, especially if he was feral. I would see if you could find a cat behaviorist you could consult with.
Sheila in Bainbridge Island, Washington. You're on the air with Dr. Marty.
Hi, Tom. The book, End of Humanity, was interesting. As I vote for Jane Goodall for president. And Dr. Marty?
Sheila, I'm sorry. Your phone is breaking up terribly. I cannot.
Yeah, I don't hear anything.
Yeah, I can't understand you. I'm going to put you on hold. Mateo, she's on line 3, if you can pick up Sheila and find out what's going on. Pat in Mason, Michigan, you're on the air with Dr. Marty.
Hi, Tom. Hi, Dr. Marty. Hi, Tom. Hi. I love your show. I've been a longtime subscriber. Thank you for what you do. I have a question. We have a rescue cat. Was 3 years old last year when we adopted him. He is part Maine Coon. He was from a hoarded house, but that's all we know. He is lovely. He's wonderful, but he will not stop scratching all the woodwork in the house. We have tape on our woodwork. We have aluminum foil on our woodwork. Is there anything we can do? It's a year.
I mean, my answer would be the same as the last one. This sounds like a behavioral issue, not a medical issue. And I would, you know, if you could rule out anything going on with a routine annual blood sample and make sure there's nothing medically going along, you know, try to find a cat behaviorist to consult with, because this just sounds, hey, I have it myself with my cats in my house. They're now about 90% onto the scratching boards we got, but some of our chairs and couches do get the brunt of it. And, you know, we make sure that their nails are always trimmed short.
Yeah. Welcome to my world. Mary in Huntington, Indiana. Hey, Mary, you're on the air with Dr. Marty.
Hello, and thank you. I was just about to hang up because I think my question's been answered about getting my cat to use the darn litter box. He came from the outside, and he just will not even look at it.
Yeah, and sometimes trying different litters, I've seen it work, but it sounds behavioral.
Do you think if it's a former feral cat,
the
tossing a little dirt in with the kitty litter might make him think that, that's where I'm supposed to go?
Yeah, different, more earthy kind of litters I've seen work.
I have tried different litters, and that doesn't make any difference.
Yeah.
I'm not saying he's never used it, because he has a couple of times, but he's not anywhere near.
Maybe tossing in just a little handful of dirt or something to get the smell in.
Yeah, cat behaviors.
Yeah, or find the behaviors. Mary, thank you very much.
They specialize in this. This is a common issue, obviously, three times already on the show.
Yeah, absolutely. Dr. Marty Goldstein is with us for the hour, taking your calls, your pet questions. The world-famous veterinarian, star of the movie The Dog Doc, the author of multiple books. We'll be right back with more of your calls for Dr. Marty Goldstein. Stay with us.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
I will add, you can find his bio and his information and his products over at DrMartyPets.com, DrMartyPets.com.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Robot vacuums still frighten me, but you could win one as part of the Grown Up Gift List Text to Win contest. Shane Matinair is here. Where are you on robot vacuums?
Probably no. Yeah. My husband and I bought a Shark. If I could love a little appliance, I love my Shark vacuum.
When something actually sucks the way that you want it to, that's a good thing.
That is a good thing.
Well, look at the time here.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning, 6 until 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Earl Ingram.
Chuck from East Troy. Good morning to you, Chuck. You say what?
I have a bone to pick with you. Since my wife discovered Civic Media 2 years ago, we are addicted to Civic Media, and you are one of the ringleaders. So anyway, I just want to thank you. Have a good day.
Hey, Chuck, man, thank you very much for the call. Tell your wife I said thank you, and it's an honor and a privilege.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air?
It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. Did you know that December 15th was Bill of Rights Day? It's the day we celebrate the freedoms that define us, like freedom of speech, freedom of the press, and of course, freedom from religion. This year, the Freedom From Religion Foundation is giving you a reason to celebrate even more. From now through December 31st, you can join FFRF for 50% off membership, only $20. Whether you're passionate about keeping religion out of government, protecting the rights of non-believers, or advocating for reason and science, FFRF is leading the fight, and they need your support. Membership includes so much more than just being part of the movement. You get their newspaper, Free Thought Today, advocacy, and the satisfaction of knowing you're standing up for your rights and the rights of all Americans. So don't wait. This 50% off deal is only available through the end of the through December 31st. Visit ffrf.us/Hartman today or text my name, Hartman, with two N's at the end, to 511-511. That's ffrf.us/Hartman or text Hartman to 511-511. Text freeze may apply. Welcome back. Dr. Marty Goldstein is taking your questions about your pets. Susan in Raleigh, North Carolina. You're on the air with Dr. Marty.
Hi. I have a five-year-old mutt. She's 55 pounds, and she also just happens to be deaf. But she's on Apoquel, which does not seem to stop her from chewing on her paws. This is another allergy question, I guess. She also licks the furniture, and I'm constantly sitting down, and my pants are wet from her. I have just recently put her on Nature's Blend. I can't really afford to give her nothing but Nature's Blend. So I have her dry dog food, and I wet the Nature's Blend and put it on top of it. Do you have any other advice?
I kind of answered that before. There are, you know, I developed a product, not to promote the product. You could look it up online and mimic what's in the formula. It's called Shine and Luster. And in there are the nutraceuticals or supplements that I've used successfully in tens of thousands of allergy patients to help reverse them without side effects. I'm not fond of the drug Apoquel. Sometimes it works really good, but it's documented side effects, and the side effects I've seen in practice from it down the road, I just didn't like. So we did a lot of food allergy testing in my practice. It's not 100% accurate, but we learned a tremendous amount on a lot of our patients from eliminating a food that they were known to be allergic to. So yeah, there's a lot to do. Consulting with an integrative veterinarian is probably the top of the list.
Brad in Fife Lake, Michigan, you're on the air with Dr. Marty.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. Your question.
Can you hear me?
Just fine. What's
yes.
your question?
Okay, I have a six-year-old diva that broke her, chipped her bone in her one leg a couple years ago, had surgery done on it, and I've noticed that this year she seems to be limping more, you know, with it. So I figured arthritis. Took her into the vets, and she said, yes, arthritis, you know. So is there anything organically that I can give to her to help her out?
Oh, absolutely. If this is truly arthritis, there are a zillion supplements now for dogs with arthritis that contain MSM, glucosamine sulfate, chondroitin, the green-lipped mussel extract. Veterinarians have these supplements. You can get them online. There are remedies, homeopathic remedies that I've used very successful that contain things like arnica. If this is related to the bone chip, there is a supplement that I use successfully for decades called Rehab Forte, R-E-H-A-B-F-O-R-T-E, if it's related to the bone chip. If it's arthritis, there are so many different supplements.
Liz in Wilton, Connecticut, you're on the air with Dr. Marty.
Hi, Dr. Marty. I have two French bulldogs. They're 3 and 4 years old, and they see a dermatologist, and she prescribed them to be eating hydrolyzed protein because of chicken allergies. And I am not sure if it's the best diet for them for a long-term health, but I wanted to know. I was interested in your food, but a lot of the freeze-dried foods are chicken, and I was wondering if I were to look for freeze-dried foods or make my own food, what alternative proteins I should be looking at.
Yeah, hydrolyzed protein does work in an initial state to quell down the allergies. In my formulas, we really try to stay away from chicken because it's probably the most prominent of the allergies right now. But adding the nutraceuticals that I mentioned before, you know, like I said, you could go on and look at my Shine and Luster supplement, look at the label online, and just replicate the ingredients in that. You could get those supplements at health food stores. I've seen them work wonders over the years. You make your own home-prepared diet and you avoid chicken, it could work really good. Remember what I said before about AGEs causing the inflammatory reaction process. So when food is cooked, it's going to cause more advanced glycation end products that are going to lead to more inflammation. So going to more towards a raw diet is going to help.
That is great. We have just 25 seconds left. Any thoughts on, things we should be? Oh, we're hitting the end of the show. I'm sorry. Dr. Marty, thank you so much for being with us today.
Oh, it's always a pleasure, Tom.
We really appreciate it. People,
happy holidays.
Yeah, happy holidays to you, too. People can track down your website at drmartypets.com, as in drmartypets.com, Dr. Marty Goldstein. And thank you for being with us today. We'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place. Get out there, get active, tag You're It, and I'll catch up with you tomorrow. Stay good. Have a great afternoon. Be good to yourself and your friends and people around you, and stay safe. We'll see you tomorrow.
Been listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit TomHartman.com.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book, and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. That's 800-640-6298.
Real news, great conversation from Milwaukee and beyond. 540 WAUK. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Milwaukee film and TV critic Matt Miller. And it's a Bar Band Friday night as Terry Barr drops in with new music and great conversation. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. This is 540 WAUK Jackson, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Wallace. The Friday midnight deadline to avert a government shutdown is looming larger after the House voted down a spending plan backed by President-elect Donald Trump, Elon Musk, and House Speaker Mike Johnson. House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries called the plan laughable.
The Musk-Johnson proposal is not serious.
CBS's Scott McFarland says the House rejected some of the president-elect's top goals.
Donald Trump wanted two big changes, among other things, from the previously crafted compromise to avert a government shutdown. He wanted the debt ceiling raised so it's not a problem for him in the first months of his presidency, and he wants some of the Democratic priorities cut out of the bill. The new proposal, much slimmer, includes those two things. It raises the debt ceiling through 2027, and it cuts a lot of Democratic programs.
The BBC's Neil Nunes is following a situation in Japan.
Japanese officials have entered